What's being billed as an unprecedented alliance of business, union, environmental, investor and welfare groups has been formed to broker common ground on climate policy. The highly unusual coalition, to be branded the Australian Climate Roundtable, comes as developed nations gear up for the Paris Climate Conference in December, where leaders will be under pressure to update their strategies for dealing with climate change. With more, I'm joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Peter, this is an odd alliance of groups from opposite ends of politics. What do they hope to achieve?
Yes, Michael, it is a pretty unusual mix. Members from the big end of town, like the Business Council, the Australian Industry Group, the Aluminium Council, in an unlikely coalition, they're teaming up with the likes of the ACTU, ACOS, the Australian Conservation Council, and WWF Australia. Now, the aim is to pressure the government on its strategy to tackle climate change and how to limit temperature increases to less than 2 degrees ahead of the Paris conference in December, when Australia's policy will be on the world stage. One of the roundtable's chief architects, the AI Group's chief executive, Innes Willocks, told me there's no time left for delayed, unpredictable and piecemeal action.
What we're saying is in the lead up to Paris and the aftermath, we need to get some agreement so that we have policy stability. What we've seen in the climate debate over the past decade are really wild swings in policy and in approach and in rhetoric. And we just can't have that anymore. This is a very vexed subject. It's been politically dynamite for a decade or so now. So we're just trying to say, as different groups come together, let's reach some agreements, let's have some understandings, and when we get to Paris, we can all look back on these principles and hold each other to these principles, as well as our political leaders.
Australia's commitment to emissions reductions has suffered in recent years, and Tony Abbott's attitude has also been criticised. So how much ground needs to be made up now?
We don't want to get into the politics of it. Our government will take a position to Paris that it will reach. We've already seen quite a few developed economies put forward their positions. Our economy is a different makeup, but through these principles, I think all these different groups, from environmental groups to senior business leaders, have all sort of accepted that we need to get some commonality here. We need to have stability around climate policy, or else Australia will fall behind and will economically suffer. And as a result of that, then we will not be in a position to be competitive. So let's just put the line under some very key points here. Let's reach agreements, let's have understandings, and formulate long-term policy with those understandings very much front of mind.
And this is not just about getting the right outcomes for industry or business, but you've also referred to vulnerable people and how they will suffer one way or another under climate change.
Well, absolutely. And part of what we're saying here is that the most vulnerable members of our community do need to be protected. There was an understanding there, and that was very much put forward by ACOS and others as part of these discussions, and accepted by everyone else. So this has got to be an entire community effort. Everyone will be impacted in some way by climate change, but we need to take into account all parts of our society when we're making decisions. And everyone has signed on to that principle and signed on to ways to ensure that our most vulnerable are protected.
That's the Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, Innes Willocks. And Peter, we are still waiting to see the government's position on this ahead of the Paris conference. When can we expect to see that?
Michael, an announcement is expected sometime in July, but at the same time, Mr Abbott and Environment Minister Greg Hunt are working to win over some party members who remain critical of setting hard targets on emissions.
And that's our business editor, Peter Ryan, there.